Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it's the Zach Gelb Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. Just to not make Ben cry and just give him credit where credit is due, because we got Ben a bunch more Twitter follows yesterday. At Ben Horowitz 1, if memory is right.
That's it.
I can't forget it now because the tweet I tagged you in today, I still get notifications
on it. Unbelievable.
Get Dwayne Haskins talking about the Giants. The next thing you know, I see Ben Horowitz's name 24/7 on my Twitter account.
Hashtag Giants Pride, man.
But what I wanted to say was Ben did win the college pick, so let me give a big round of applause to Ben Horowitz.
Thank you.
Yeah, Ben. All hail Ben. See, I even give you a sound.
How about that?
I'm in the holiday spirit. I'm Santa Claus. I'm just giving out gifts left and right.
Final day of Hanukkah, and you're just gift wrapping drops, gift wrapping followers.
I'll do it again. All hail Ben. All hail Ben. Even to make the drop sound better, because like the
cleaner,
first time
yeah.
It sounded all right.
That's all right.
You know, make it sound clean.
Appreciate it.
Save Graceffo an extra drop that he has to edit or two, or one that he just gives to you to edit. So Ben ends up winning the college football picks. Now, I had a nice lead. I had a three-game lead in the college football, in the NFL picks. Last week, I go 0-3. Graceffo goes 3-0. We're now tied. Ben and company from the cast of characters he picked this year in the NFL picks, they're two back. So myself and Graceffo, after being the top dog for a few weeks, now I'm sharing a home, and that's with James Graceffo right now. So we're in the same place on the picks. Ben is two back. Let's see what happens this week, though. Week 14, let's get to the NFL picks. A lot of housekeeping notes there, by the way, before we get to the picks, but let's get to it right now. All right. Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern. The New England Patriots are in Miami right now. They will play the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins, they're a team, been banged up. I don't think they're that good of a football team, but they're one of those 6-6 teams that they play very well at home, 5-1, and they're god-awful on the road at 1-5. The New England Patriots, little tale of two different sides as well. Perfect at home, 6-0, 3-3 on the road, and they've had some bad losses on the road this year. Pats and the Dolphins in Miami since 2013. Here's the big stat. Just in recent memory, since 2013, the Pats are 1-4 in Miami. So this could be a tough game. Brady and the Pats, they usually go to Miami, and it's a difficult matchup. I just have a feeling, after not playing such a crisp game against the Jets, and then playing well up against the Vikings, that was a nice, well-rounded win. I think the Patriots are in a good spot. I think they know what's at stake. They had that stinker a few weeks ago where they lost to Tennessee. I don't think they have a stinker today. This is a motivated football team. This is an offense that I think really comes together and play their best game of the season. I think they win the game like 33-17. Maybe a backdoor cover maybe could come into play somewhere, but I still think the Pats cover the spread of 7.5. Even if it gets to, like, let's say 30-20 and gets a little bit tighter, make you sweat it out for the final few minutes. But I like the Pats in this one, not only to win, but to win big and cover the 7.5. Benjamin, what you got for me?
We know that the Patriots are the better team on both sides of the ball. There's no question about that. And we know that they're playing to clinch the AFC East for the umpteenth time. So they're motivated. But Miami's right in the thick of things in the playoff hunt themselves. They desperately need a win. And as you pointed out, history may be on their side in this one. You pointed out a lot of these, but Miami's won four of the past five at home in this series. Miami's 5-1 at home this season, both straight up and against the spread. The Patriots, on the other hand, are only 3-3 against the spread on the road this year. 71% of the bets right now are going to the Patriots, and if you're a savvy bettor, you know when the public goes one way, you go the other. You fade the public. I think the Patriots win the game, but Miami keeps it close enough. Keep an eye on that half point at 7.5. I'll take the Dolphins and the points.
Graceffo?
Ben dropped a lot of knowledge there.
A lot of nuggets.
I'll give you one that he didn't have.
Ooh.
Brady on the road, 7-9 in Miami.
Whoa.
7-9 lifetime.
Got to get on our
stat
team.
We're just dropping a 20-piece on you.
Elias Sportsboro today. Right here.
So, like Ben said, the Dolphins need the game a lot more than the Patriots do. The Dolphins are technically playing with house money anyway, because probably nobody really expected them to be 6-6 and in the run for a playoff spot to begin with. Give me the Dolphins to win the game outright.
Wow!
Whoa!
Miami Dolphins will do what they always do. They'll give the Patriots their share of trouble at home. Dolphins win the game.
James feeling his oats after a big week last week, huh?
He was very good last week.
I like it.
A lot of upsets last week for Mr. Graceffo.
Stones. Onions.
Outright. I thought he was going +7.5, but did not think he would go outright. But, hey, you learn something new every day. 8:20, Sunday Night Football. Rams at Chicago. Khalil Mack versus Aaron Donald. Goff versus Trubisky. The strength of the Rams, their offense. The strength of Chicago Bears, their defense. I think this gets into a shootout, so I'll take the strength of the Rams' offense. It's a 3-point spread. I get it, Chicago's a home dog, but I like the Rams to win by, let's say, 30-23, 30-20. Give me the Rams -3 points. But I think it gets up there in scoring. Which I guess this year in the NFL may not be that up there in scoring.
No,
so it could be more.
But everything's up there in scoring in this NFL except for, you know, Jags-Colts 2 weeks ago. Or last week, excuse me. The Bears have won and covered in 5 of the last 6 games at home this year. The Rams, on the other hand, have lost 6 of their last 8 trips to Chicago, both straight up and against the spread. Chicago is 9-2-1 against the spread as a home underdog since the start of the 2016 season. All historical data points to Chicago. But this isn't your daddy's Rams. Mitch Trubisky is back, but he's going to be shaking off some rust, and he's going to have to do so with Ndamukong Suh and Aaron Donald in his grill piece all day. I do think that they'll be able to get some offense by dumping it off quick to Tariq Cohen, but the Rams are way too dynamic on offense. As you said, it'll be a great game, but the Rams pull away late. I'm right in lockstep with you. I say about 31-24.
Graceffo?
I'm taking the Rams here, too. It's kind of an interesting matchup in terms of, hey, the Rams are a year ahead of the Bears' schedule in terms of we have a young quarterback with a young coach. But the Rams are just built like they're just built in a better fashion. 22 degrees probably in Chicago tonight. The Rams can win any multitude of ways, including running the ball down your throat, which works pretty well in the cold weather. So give me the Rams.
8:15 p.m. Eastern on Monday. My suggestion would be to turn up the Westwood One broadcast feed with Kevin Harlan and then also Kurt Warner, if that's what the crew is this week, because I think they're a much better listen than what they put on ESPN TV with that announcing crew. It's Minnesota at Seattle. I thought Seattle was going to be better than what people thought going into this year. Seattle is a 3-point favorite. Minnesota, they've been hot and cold. They crush the Jets, they lose to the Saints. They crush the Lions, they crush the Lions and they lose to the Bears. Then they beat Green Bay and they lose to the Pats. So by that trend of going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, I think this one's a toss-up. I don't know what Minnesota team shows up, but I just have a feeling they go on the road. And when you want to jump out on them this year, they find a way to suck you back in. So give me Minnesota +3 and they'll win the game outright.
If you're a Seahawks fan, you should be concerned about your secondary. Last week against Nick Mullins, third string quarterback, they surrendered over 400 yards in the air. And we all know Kirk Cousins has been good this year. He's on a career high pace for completion percentage. And we know the type of rapport that he's built with Adam Thielen and Stefon Diggs. But I'm not going to get cute in this one. I was high on the Vikings before the year. I'm not so high on them now. You say they suck you back in. That's because they beat up on the worst teams in the league. They still are without a straight-up win or one against the spread against a team that currently has a record above 500. Meanwhile, Seattle is 25-11 against the spread in December games since Pete Carroll took over. I think the Seahawks run the ball down their throat and keep Cousins off the field. I'll take the Seahawks, and I love them laying the points at home.
Okay. Go ahead, Graceffo, quickly.
It's a game the Vikings absolutely need. The Seahawks are one game ahead of them in the wild card standings. They get to jump them with a win. If the Vikings ever are going to show up for a game, it's got to be this one. Give me the Vikings.
Okay, so here are the picks. Pats -7.5, I take them. LA -3. Vikings +3. Dolphins +7.5 for Ben. Dolphins -3. And then Ben takes the Seahawks -3 as well. For Graceffo, Dolphins +7.5. LA -3. And then finally for Graceffo, he takes the Vikings +3 as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.